T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
I'm not mad at it. Let this series go seven. After what we had last night, the Dodgers no-showed tonight. All that glazing of Ohtani. Oh, Ohtani's the greatest player ever. He's going to be the starting pitcher tomorrow. Yeah, and give up four runs. The Dodgers won't score half as much. Well, they just scored two. So let's get into it, man. I need to talk to the Knicks fans. Tell me what the hell happened. Like, what are you seeing from watching the Miami Heat game to watching the Bucks game? What's up with the defense? Where was Karl Anthony Towns tonight? OG tonight? These rotations, it's already kind of worn off. Let's start there. Coop in Patterson, New Jersey on the Fan first. Tell me what you saw.
Yeah, man. We ain't see too much. Honestly, I think we should have really kept Tibbs. I don't really like the Mike Brown acquisition because he's not a fiery coach like we need in New York. And also, we got it's like all the other boats in the East. They lost their players. They lost you got Halliburton out. You got Tatum out. And then we get rid of our captain of the boat in Tibbs. I feel like we should have kept him. And then we got Clarkson and all of that. But I just don't think Mike Brown is right for the Knicks.
It's going to be hard to quiet that. Like, they're going to lose games, but you lose back-to-back games. Don't let it be three in a row, because the skeptics and the critics and the Tibbs supporters are going to say, see, y'all did too much.
Yeah, for sure. So, that part. And I just think we need to get back to playing gritty basketball, like the Knicks are supposed to do. I don't think we're going to get further than what we did last year. And then, the furthest we've been since 99, I was 10 at that time. So we getting rid of the guy that brought us to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. I'm damn near 40 now, so it's just like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. It's just crazy.
Thanks for the call, Coop. 888-808-1019. They shot a little better than last time, but still, they took 40 threes. They hit 13 of them. And like saying they shot a little bit better than last time in that Heat game, that was atrocious. 32% from three. Like, not for nothing. Actually, I think the Heat game, they might have shot better. Let me go back to that box score, because I remember looking at that right after the game. No, it was worse. 27.3 from deep. Their field goal percentage overall is slightly worse, too. A little better in this Bucks game, 42.4% versus 38.8%. So there's definitely going to be a narrative about the Knicks and these shots not falling. Chucking up threes and it not working. And as Coop talks about, getting back to being gritty, playing gritty basketball, shooting a three is more pretty basketball, hoping that the shot goes down. You saw that in the Celtics series, that strategy didn't work too well for them. Let's see where they're at with points in the paint. The Bucks had 50 points in the paint to the Knicks 42. The Bucks had 21 fast break points to the Knicks 9. Fouls were even at 21. Let's see the turnovers. Total turnovers were even at 13. Let's see the free throw percentage. The free throw percentage is even too. 87.5, 87.0. The shooting is where the different... So the Bucks shot 54.4% to the Knicks 42.4%. And from deep, the Bucks shot 41.3% to the Knicks 32.5%. It's a make-or-miss league. 888-808-1019. Now the World Series goes to Game 5. Sam out on Long Island on the Fan. What's up, Sam?
Hey, how are you today?
Good.
So I wanted to ask you, first of all, if the Dodgers win the World Series, are they the best MLB team in history?
No. No, they were a wild card team. But I guess you could say back-to-back, like, they're in a small dynasty. And that, like, yeah, if you're lumping in last year's team with this team, there's... some different players, but still, Ohtani's, Freeman's, Betts, Kike Hernandez, Teoscar Hernandez, Max Muncy. Like, you could say that their franchise, their organization, being the first to do that since the Yankees. You could put them in the company of the three-peat Yankees, because they'll be going for a three-peat in 2026, assuming that they win this World Series. But we can't assume that now. It's even now.
Does Shohei Ohtani potentially go on the Mount Rushmore of sports with Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Wayne Gretzky's?
With another ring, and if he does something heroic the rest of this way, like he didn't do it tonight. He had his night last night, but if he does something heroic the rest of this way, yeah. Because all I've heard all day was, Ohtani's the greatest player we've ever seen. Are you guys witnessing this? This never happened. He was on base X amount of times. They can't wait to crown him, and it is what it is. I've stopped my hatred for Ohtani, because there's nothing you could say. The guy does something that nobody else has ever done.
Okay.
Babe Ruth,
thank
I guess,
so
but thanks for the call, Sam. I don't entertain the Babe Ruth conversation with Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, that guy. 888-808-1019. I don't want, like, because the Dodgers struggled this year. Again, they entered as a wild card team. The Mets would have faced them if they were able to win one more game than the Reds. Like, I won't say that they're the greatest team, but, like, when we start talking about dynasties, when we start talking about what they've been able to do since signing Shohei Ohtani, bringing in Yamamoto, going to get, like, yeah, they'll
Yoshi
be,
Yamamoto.
They'll be in the conversation with the Yankees. And I said I'd rather that conversation than the Blue Jays doing what the Yankees couldn't do last year. I'd much rather have the conversation about, oh, yeah, you know, they're the modern-day evil empire than, yo, what are the Blue Jays doing in your division that you could not do? 888-808-1019. Steve in Stamford, Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? I just have to admit, I mean, this is probably the worst rut of New York City sports and that I can recall. I mean, there's no redeeming quality in baseball, basketball, football. I mean, it's just rather pathetic. So we have to find a feel-good story here. And I would like to point out that there's a kid from Westchester by the name of Dominic Fensore who was called up for the Carolina Hurricanes playing tonight. So just let everybody know that just because you come from the New York City area doesn't mean you can't make it to the bigs. But I don't know if I didn't hear anything about what happened to the officiating on the Giants game from Sunday. But somebody said they basically stole 21 points in an 18 point win. But
sure.
I think actually they stole more than that. I mean, the kind of the calls they didn't make, like the hand-checking that went the other way, that they didn't call offensive or defensive pass interference. I mean, they easily gave them three touchdowns and a field goal.
Yeah, it depends who you ask. Thanks for the call, Steve. The point swing is where you can look at it, because with the tush-push fumble, and the Giants should have recovered that fumble, the Eagles go on to score a touchdown after. That wouldn't have happened. That's a swing right there. Who knows if Jackson Dart puts a drive together there and you know, the Giants are able to take the lead. The Darius Slayton one is the one that really grinds my gears, because it's just it's unnecessary to call offensive pass interference for something little like that, ticky-tack like that. You let those guys play, and Darius Slayton beat him, and Jackson Dart threw a great ball in there. That's a touchdown. But that touchdown gets taken off the board, and they kick the ball. There was a bunch of other little things in between in that game. It's almost Wednesday. We're about 40 minutes away from it being Wednesday. It's not worth rehashing. And, you know, for everybody that was saying, oh, you can't blame the refs, it's not blaming the refs. It's pointing out the obvious. The refs help change the momentum in the game when calls are not made correctly. Did the Giants get their ass kicked up front? Certainly. Did Saquon Barkley go off for the first time all year? Yeah. Was the Giants' secondary beat up to the point where they had nobody out there and Jalen Hurts was having his way? Yeah. The Giants' offense loses Cam Scataboo and they had some drops and they weren't able to. Yeah, all of that is true. But when you're talking about the momentum of a game, when you're talking about momentum swings and point swings, you can't leave out the fact that there were some calls that they missed that they called wrong and offsides that they should have called a false start. Offensive pass interference that they should have let ride. Yeah, I'm not saying that the Giants beat them, but I'm saying that they could have been in the game if some of the officiating went that way. Now, back to what you were talking about with the kid from Westchester for the Carolina Hurricanes. That's a good story. It just shouldn't be coupled with, like, okay, local athletes going to play in other, you know, cities are great. But, like, that doesn't do anything for us as a whole. You know, you started the call off talking about how, you know, these sports have been terrible. And I can't disagree with you. The Jets have one win, just got it. The Giants have two wins. Don't know when they're getting their next one. The Yankees got eliminated by this team that won tonight, as Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is right back on the screen with Big Sloppy on the Fox postgame show. And the Mets did not even qualify. The Mets spent all that money, got Juan Soto, had a whole parade for Juan Soto becoming a Met. They did not even get to see Juan Soto's postseason prowess. The last we saw from Juan Soto, he had sunglasses on. He was bopping with his family celebrating his birthday. Last year, he celebrated his birthday in the World Series. So, yeah, it's tough. The Rangers have gone from being a President's Cup team to what is this team? Let me check that score to see if they still have the lead. I think the Islanders will be all right. I think the Devils also have a chance to be all right. But, like, hockey does not, it's fourth place when we come in with the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA. And then to the NBA, the Knicks, this is a championship or bust year. The Knicks decided that it's going to be championship for us. We're kicking Tom Thibodeau to the curb. He's taken us as far as we can go. We're going to go after everybody else's coach. When that fails, we're going to bring Mike Brown in. And the first two games, yeah, here we go. Go New York, go New York, go. The New York Knicks, baby. And the last two games, wait a minute. Sonny is in Brooklyn on the Fan next. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Keith, you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Hey, Keith, what's up, man? It's been a while since we talked, man, but like I told your producer, man, New York sports, what a tangled web we weave, right? Man, like, last time we spoke, we were talking about Volpe and him being injured and us finding out about his injury, and honestly, I think the last couple games of the Blue Jays-Yankees series, that was mismanaged. Unfortunately, it seems like it was like a horse and pony show. Man, Giants, you know, Cam Scataboo, it hurts me, but watching what the risks that they're taking with Jackson Dart in the last couple minutes, and even tonight, man, seeing Brunson grimacing and wincing in pain, but still playing in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, I don't know, man. I get worried. We have a lot of stars and a lot of talent in New York, but it seems like the managers are dropping the ball. I don't know if you agree with me or not.
I just feel like it's a lot of pain. It's a lot of suffering. It's a lot of days without a champion. It's a lot of days without feeling proud of, you know, the sports as a whole. When is one team going to break through where we're like, that's it? They got it. They're the favorites to win. It's all riding on the Knicks now. And I know it's a long season. We're in October. Like we're expecting to see the Knicks play into June. But early returns, I've already taken a couple calls tonight where people are like, nope, this is not it. Mike Brown, they went with him. They should have kept Thibodeau. We were going good. Should have continued him. I don't know. I don't know.
I'll say this, man. Like, I'm one of those guys that's still watching the World Series right now. I'm a Yankees fan, but I'm still watching it, man. There's been some memorable, some historic games. This game last night, first of all, I was one of those guys in the statistics that stayed up until 3 a.m. and watched that game. And I'm going to say this. I'm surprised that they even played them today because that was two games. That's 18 innings, 9 innings per game. That was two games out there. They played two games, and honestly, the second game was just a home run derby. Who can hit the first home run out of this park?
Swinging for the fences.
Air is cold out here. Swinging for the – honestly, if the coaching – I don't know what was going on, the management, but if you guys just said, hey, guys, hit some ground balls and get Shohei to force them to have to pitch to him, I think the last night's game would have been over by the 10th, 11th inning. But
thanks for the call, Sonny. Yeah, but we got a classic, and then – we were all waiting for this encore. What would the World Series give us tonight? A flat Dodgers team behind Shohei Ohtani on the mound, who did not have it, and the Blue Jays still being as advertised. Vladdy hits a two-run homer to take the lead, and they don't look back. They're able to tack on. They have enough hitters. They have enough pitchers to do the job. And like, we've seen them do this all year. We've seen this Blue Jays team all year. They have a deep lineup. It isn't just the top of the order. They did not even need George Springer tonight. Take the night off, George. We'll be all right. We'll get it done with Andrés Giménez. We'll get it done with Ty France. We'll get it done with Bo Bichette. We'll get it done with Addison Barger. And they'll just tack on singles. All those guys did was drive in runs with singles. After Vladdy homered, as we talk about, chicks dig the long ball and teams set up to win with the home run. They put the ball in play. Let me see. How many times did they strike out tonight? They struck out 9 times tonight, but it doesn't matter. They took advantage of opportunities. They got runners on, and they cashed in. They were 3-4-11 with runners in scoring position, 9 left on base. Let's see what the Dodgers were. Dodgers didn't really get it going. Dodgers were 0-5 with runners in scoring position. So there's the game. Now you come back tomorrow, and the way that it's set up, right, the Dodgers have this last game in their building. They hope to take this one before going back to Toronto, and Toronto gets the last two games. Tomorrow, playing 3 games in a row here, the Dodgers better get out of there. They better beat that traffic. They better have some tunnels to go underground, get some sleep. It's Trey Yesavage versus Blake Snell. So we're back to the game one matchup. Riveting. 888-808-1019. We're talking about all sports, New York sports primarily. We've had a ton of calls on the Giants tonight. I think most Giants fans have reached a point in the season where they've seen enough of Brian Daboll. The Jackson Dart mania has worn off, especially with the injury to Cam Scataboo. It took the air out of that balloon. And another lost game, people are really going to get loud around Brian Daboll, this regime. They don't have enough talent. They can't win games. Brian Daboll must go, and we don't care who coaches Jackson Dart, because Jackson Dart is a baller and he's going to make plays when he's on the field, no matter who the play caller is or who the head coach is. Let's see what you guys are thinking. Rich is down in Brick, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Rich?
Keith, you just said a mouthful right there.
You agree or disagree?
Oh, I wholeheartedly agree. And you'll understand why once I'm done. The defense, ever since Martindale left, has been pitiful, number one. Number two, Dave's as a quarterback whisperer. No, I'm sorry. He got lucky up in Buffalo as far as he's concerned. He does not know an offensive coordinator does not necessarily make a good head coach. And here's my reason why. I am a diehard Indianapolis Colts fan. Now, at first, I said, uh-oh, Danny Dimes is coming to our place? Oh, no. Because I live in New Jersey.
Yep.
Now,
you're influenced by all you've heard for 4 years about how terrible Daniel Jones is.
7-1. Look at, he's setting records. And he might as well be the comeback player of the year. For
first
what,
I've heard
what
say
he's
that.
Able to do.
You're right on with that. What a comeback from being cut like week 10. And now they don't punt. All they do is score. When he's on the field, they're kicking a field goal or scoring a touchdown.
That's it from there. And what's Daboll doing? Nothing at this point. You're right. Anybody can coach Dart. And part of the problem is not only Daboll, but Shane as well, because he's the person that's not doing anything to improve the Giants' offensive line. And the offensive line is truly offensive.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Rich. I mean, he's a Colts fan. Daniel Jones is going to win some. I don't know if he's going to win the MVP. Jonathan Taylor might win that or win, you know, offensive player of the year. But comeback player of the year for Daniel Jones makes a lot of sense to come back from how he was treated with the Giants. Look, it doesn't help the Giants' case. It doesn't help Shane and Dable's case because this is following up Saquon's year. Daniel Jones having a big year. It says a lot about how you identify talent, how you coach talent, or how you don't. And decisions will be made at the end of this year. If they keep losing games, a decision will have to be made based around Jackson Dart. There'll be exit meetings and there'll be conversations, and I'm sure they'll talk to Dart about, hey, do you believe in Brian Daboll? Will it shake you to lose this coach? Or will you be able to perform no matter who the coach is? Dart is, I don't know, he's like that. He's legit. He's performing whether it's Lane Kiffin, whether it's Brian Daboll, whatever, because he's a baller. He's going out there to win for the name on the back of the jersey. He's a competitor. So, Brian Daboll, if you're listening, just win, baby. That's all you got to do. Win these games. You got about 4 games minimum that you have to win, 5 games to really lock it in. If not, if you don't get to 6-7 wins, 6-7. They're going to be calling for your job. And this is a job that a lot of people will want because you already have the quarterback. We've seen it elsewhere. Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson comes into there. Drake May, Mike Vrabel comes into there. It could happen to you too. Keith McPherson on the Fan, I got to break it down. Devils keep giving up goals. It's now 7-4 in that game. We're not having a good night tonight. Call me up with your thoughts, your takes as we wrap up this show in the next 30 minutes. We'll be back right after this. Yeah, no party tonight at Dodger Stadium, but they'll be right back for Game 5. Keith McPherson on the Fan, that World Series matchup between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
It's tied up 2-2. Tell me how you feel about that. Call me up. 888-808-1019. Are you rooting for the Dodgers? Are you rooting for the Blue Jays? What do you expect? I expect Blake Snell tomorrow to go out there and shove in his home ballpark. And then I obviously expect the Dodgers to score more than one, two runs with the last game that they'll get in this World Series in their place. You got to take two out of three in your place. No? Yes? Yeah? Can't let the Blue Jays take two out of three in your place. This is the defending champion Dodgers. This is the almighty deferrals. This is the loophole. This is the Guggenheim partners. They got to get it done. Other than that, man, we've been talking about the Giants all night. The sentiment that I gather around the Giants and Giants fans is simple. The Jackson Dart hype has worn off. Jackson Dart comes out and beats the undefeated Chargers, and most fans are thinking, this is it. We're on the up and up. Then you lose to the Saints. Ew. But then on Thursday Night Football, nationally televised, you shocked the world. You beat the Eagles, Cam Scataboo, and Jackson Dart. Here we go. Playoffs. Playoffs? There will be no playoffs. I don't know how many more wins there will be, but it seems like a lot of Giants fans have soured on this head coach. Yeah, the rookie quarterback you found is great. He's under contract. He's going to be here. You don't have to be here, Brian Daboll. Now, I believe, and I know the guy following me up, Chris Big Mac McMonagall, who is a Giants fan, believes this too. I don't think they're going to rock the boat. I don't think they're going to separate those two. They're not going to fire him during the season at all. And I also don't think they're going to fire him in the offseason. Who are they bringing in to replace Brian Daboll? Is there a proven commodity out there? Don't call me and say Lane Kiffin. He's staying where he is. Don't call me and say Bill Belichick. He's cooked. Don't call me and say John Gruden. He's with Barstool. Somebody said Mike McCarthy. Okay. Mike McCarthy is the definition of mid. That's like not really like, you have some issues with him too. I think if Dart puts his neck out for Daboll and says, nah, this is my guy, we had injuries. And that's another thing, Giants fans, they're out is all of the injuries. Oh, we were decimated by injuries. What could we do? They'll get a chance to run it back. And I know some of you are like, no, I can't take it anymore. All we do is find ways to lose, and it's because of this losing head coach. So we'll see how long it lasts. I think that it's going to last this five-year contract, and then there won't be a contract extension or another one unless they get to the playoffs next year. 888-808-1019. Not too much Jets talk because Jets fans are on the bye, and you know the Jets get a win, and the Jets can't lose this week. So you're feeling good about going into the bye with a big win? Only note I had about the Jets is PFF said the Jets' young offensive tackle duo formed a brick wall in Week 8. Armand Membu had 37 pass blocking snaps, zero pressures allowed. Olu Fashanu had 37 pass blocking snaps, zero pressures allowed. So that makes you feel good about your first-round draft picks the last 2 years. All the talk about the quarterback, all the talk about the lack of receivers, all the talk about trading Breece Hall at running back. You've got the bookends. You've got two good tackles that are only going to get better as they get more reps experience in the NFL. What will Justin Fields do as an encore? What will they do as an encore? They got to go up against Myles Garrett. That's going to be the test. In here watching the Devils, they're down in the 8-0-8 in the third period. They're down 7-4. It's tough. You can't give up that many goals. The Rangers are holding on to a 1-0 lead with 2 minutes left here in the second period. Good. The Islanders already lost 5-2. The Knicks loss, and that's where we're going to go next on the phone. It's a make-or-miss league. The defense is not there. The shot-making is not there. Jalen Brunson is still Jalen Brunson. but the supporting cast is not following up. You got 24 out of Mikal Bridges. That's good. Mikal Bridges has looked like a different player early on this season. 8 points for Karl Anthony Towns. It's not going to get it done. Less than 20 points from your bench. 10 from Clarkson. 3 from Josh Hart. What's going on? Tyler Kolek with 5. They come up a little short, man. Not going to get it done on the road against Giannis and the Bucks. Phil is in Sheep's Head Bay on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Yeah. Listen, I'm fed up. I know it's early in the season. This guy, Mike Brown, I don't know. He looks like he's lost, sitting on the bench. There's no defense. They come through the paint. They all look like Tory Lords. A ball goes right past him. Bingo. It's points in the... I think they scored 55 or 60 in the paint. Forget about shooting threes.
50, yeah.
Because if the Knicks don't make threes, they're going to end up the short end of the stick at the end of the year. And I think this guy, Mike Brown, will be bounced out of there. I thought there were better candidates than him anyway.
There were, of course. They defaulted into him after everybody else said, no, you can't take
it. I just don't understand it. This guy looks like he never played basketball in his life.
Well, you don't have
sometimes
to play.
You don't call timeouts. I don't know.
He's got a tough job. Thanks for the call, Phil. Mike Brown has the toughest job in the NBA. It's not going to happen right away. This is still a filling out process. They have talent. They will get some guys back. But he's got a tough job because he's inheriting a ready-made team that they, you know, added depth to the bench. They kicked their coach to the curb that got him to the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, it's all smiles in the garden. You come out and win those first two games. Now you got to answer questions. Now you got to figure some things out. Now you got to actually coach. Come on, coach. Come on, coach. Like, you got to figure it out. I'll get some audio from Mike Brown. It's early, though. I don't want to read too much into it. I wasn't able to really watch the full game in here with the World Series and hosting the show. And I got the Rangers on. I got the Devils on. I'll just say that it's not good that they lost both games on the road. And it's not good that they're shooting this many threes and they're not going down. And they're not able to get stops either. They're getting exposed a little bit, but it's early on in the NBA season. It's not indicative of what they'll be when we get to April, when we get to May. So you have some audio coming up, Mike Brown postgame. Okay, let's go to Mike Brown postgame, whatever it is, run it.
What do you think? I mean, obviously you played so well first half as you're talking about. Why do you think you guys didn't uphold the standard coming out of the locker room and into the third quarter?
We're still trying to find our way a little bit. And maybe we need to get hit in the mouth a few times to really respect it and understand it.
Okay, that's similar to what I said. They're still figuring it out. Everybody is game four. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. You need to get hit in the mouth a couple times to learn from those mistakes, situations, and come back better for it. I don't know, man. They're 2-2. They got the Bulls coming up. They got some opportunities coming up to get this thing right. But again, I think the Knicks have all the talent. I think that this transformation is not going to take in a one-off season and a couple games. I think it's going to take a couple months until they're rolling. If you're a Knicks fan, pray for help. They're going to figure it out. They just got to stay healthy. They got to stay with their main guys. Their main guy, Brunson, is still him. Brunson's still doing what he does. The supporting cast around him has to do what they do. And I think tonight was really just a statement from Giannis. Giannis had more than Brunson. And Giannis is a guy that, you know, just a couple weeks ago there were rumors, hey, he still wants to be a New York Knick. The Knicks are a place that he'd like to be traded to.
And one more thing just on the game. Karl Anthony Towns, who did not have a good game at all, 8 points, 2 for 12 from the field, 12 rebounds, said postgame that the Knicks lost because of him, said he tried to do too much in the third quarter, shot 1 of 9 from the field, and says he wants to take accountability for his play because accountability is big in the locker room. So this is, and again, we've had the Karl Anthony Towns discussion for years. It doesn't matter what team he's on. It's can you win with him, not even as a number one, but he's really a number two or three at this point, and can you win with that?
Yeah, and he's Jekyll and Hyde. Like, the version of Cat that you're going to get depends on a night-to-night basis. It can be frustrating for the Knicks fans, too, that are like, yo, we could get Giannis. We could have got Giannis, but we got Mikal Bridges and Karl Anthony Towns. the year before. Now look, I don't know, man. Moving along. World Series was really where we started the show tonight. And it's hard to just have the 18-inning classic that we had last night and then follow that up with, the Blue Jays followed it up. The Blue Jays did what they were supposed to do. Ed is out in Las Vegas on the Fan in New York. What's up, Ed?
Hey, how you doing? Good evening from lucky Las Vegas. I got a question for you. Say this game, that game last night, was played in Toronto at an 8 p.m. Eastern time. And that game went, you know, until 2:55 last night in the East Coast.
Yeah, that would have been crazy.
Would Major League Baseball have, like, suspended that game at a certain time?
No.
Nah. Or they would have just kept playing?
They got to play. They got to play until there's a lead and the final outs. And, I mean, maybe they could adjust the start time of the game the next day, but they didn't do that for the game today. Like, it's just there's no clock in baseball. And that's why people love it. And that's why I started the show tonight saying Sports Equinox. We got NFL on last night with Monday Night Football. We've got these hockey games, NBA games. And when you wake up in the morning, everybody's talking about baseball in the World Series because it went 18 innings.
Yeah, exactly. Because when I was like sitting here, because I'm from the East Coast, I'm from Long Island. And I'm sitting here on my couch and I'm saying, man, it's 11:55 Pacific time. And it's 2:55 in, you know, New York or Toronto, wherever they're, you know, where the home team's, you know, watching their game. And I'm like, I wonder if baseball would actually, you know, suspend this after, like, because remember back in the old days, like a 1 o'clock curfew or a 12:30 curfew. And I was just curious if you think that they would have stopped it. So, thanks for your opinion.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ed. There ain't no stopping it. They were going to go position players, and that would have stopped it if a position player started pitching. That was one for the ages. Literally, it was almost 3 o'clock, I believe. When I stopped watching the game, waiting for the train, and yeah, it's hard for the team that wins, that gets that elation of yes, we pulled it off, we won. You know, they scored 6 runs. I tip my cap to the Blue Jays, man. They scored 5 runs and barely lost that game yesterday. They come out and score 6 runs and dominate them today. They're looking like the better team, being able to overcome that. Big game tomorrow for this rookie Treya Savage. And even bigger for, you know, big money Blake Snell, who's been there, done that, to try and get a win for the Dodgers, right? Because, like, the Dodgers don't win that game, and they go to Toronto, where Toronto only needs one game to win in their building. We're going to live in a world where Toronto, the Blue Jays, are champs. That's tough. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Call me up. I'll be right back. The Devils have given up 8 goals. It is 8-4 in Colorado, so with 2 minutes left in the third period, that's looking like it's going to end the Devils' winning streak. The Rangers got to hold on for the city, man. The Knicks lost, and I was doing some digging for some stuff post-game. Giannis Antetokounmpo says he still remembers how the Knicks manhandled his Bucks last season. He said, the Knicks didn't just sweep us. They beat us really, really well. This year is different. Ooh. Giannis doesn't want to be a Knick, wants to beat the Knicks. See, that's what happens when you're the favorites. That's what happens when you get a new coach. That's what happens when you trade for Mikal Bridges and Karl-Anthony Towns and not Giannis. Giannis sets his sights on you. Yeah, it's just tough, you know. Back-to-back losses on the road, mojo wearing off a little bit. Here comes the first sign of adversity. Got to coach them up. Got to get them prepared. Got to get them ready to go. And we're about ready to go. So I got to get the rest of these calls in. You know the number to dial. Nick is in Westchester County. Nick, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I spoke to you a couple of times, Keith. I'm that 81-year-old guy that's been watching sports since 1952. I could comment on the Giants, but I want to comment on the most disgraceful procedure in sports that I've ever seen, because there were a lot of sports on tonight, so not everybody may have watched. The Yankee and Mets fans may have not watched the game. They took Ohtani out as pitcher, and he stayed in as designated hitter.
Yeah.
I'm tired of putting this guy up like a god and treating him like he's, you know, he's a great player. There's no doubt about it. But how do you stay in the game? I'm wondering if he was a little tired as designated hitter, could he have been taken out of that and stayed as pitcher?
0-3 tonight, you know, 2 Ks.
What I'm saying? I wanted out because a lot of people listen to your show, and if they didn't see that, they got to, because I'm doing it tomorrow at 81. I'm calling up Major League Baseball about that.
Well,
would you agree that's a disgrace?
It's the Ohtani rule. You know, it's business. He's big business. And they made the rule for him to allow him to start the game and stay in as the DH. He's paid like two players. Well, his deferred payments will make him paid like two players. He's two men in one. He's a DH. He's a starting
pitcher.
You mean
they put – I never heard of that. They put that in as a rule?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Ohtani rule is Major League Baseball's regulation that allows a starting pitcher who also serves as the designated hitter to remain in the game as a DH even after being removed from the pitching mound. Like, it goes on to talk about it, but there's nobody else that does this. It's just Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, it's literally the Ohtani rule.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like I said, Keith, if he was taken out as a designated hitter, if he told the coach, I'm a little bit tired, you know, of getting up to hit and everything, but I can still pitch, would he stay in as pitcher? I wonder if the reverse would happen.
If they had someone pinch hit for him, right, as a leadoff hitter, would he still go out and take the mound?
Yeah, that's the reverse of what they did.
Yeah, they're not going to pinch hit.
How do they get away with this? I don't care how great, you know,
they just put the rule in. I forget, maybe two years ago, maybe right before he became a Dodger.
Well, I don't know where these other owners are of this thing.
Oh, they're watching. They're mad. They're jealous. Yeah, it started in 2022. Thanks for the call, Nick. It's funny. I was listening to Evan and Tiki, and they were actually talking about the Ohtani series when he came to New York. I was at that series. I always remember that series. I actually got legally married to my wife June 30th, 2021. And after we, you know, did all of that, I made her come to the game with me because I had on the big screen, congratulations. And that was the game that Ohtani didn't get out of the first inning. Just like walks, small ball, and he got pulled from the game. That was the year before the Ohtani rule. The game before that I was also at, and it was Ohtani mania. Like, there were people with Ohtani homemade shirts. I think the Yankees were selling Ohtani merch in the team store, and Ohtani had homered. I think he had two homers in the game before, and then the next day he couldn't get out of the first inning, so Ohtani mania was quick that night. And there was a rain delay. I remember leaving the stadium and getting home and watching that game, and the final score was 11-8, and those are two of my favorite numbers. I felt like I was so dialed in. I was so tapped into the universe that day.
I thought for a second you were going to say you proposed to your wife at Yankee Stadium.
No, I proposed in London.
And we can't. I'm never
going to be that guy. My wife would probably walk away. If I I'm not knocking anybody that does the stadium because everybody's got their own story.
For having the guts.
I didn't meet my wife through like being a Yankee fan. I didn't like she's a Yankee fan, but we like our relationship has nothing to do with Yankee Stadium or the Yankees. I did actually propose before media day at the London series, but I proposed in London in Notting Hill in London. I just surprised my wife. She had no idea. That was nerve-wracking, like flying across the country with the ring and not telling anybody. And, yeah, I don't envy guys that have to pull that off. But, no, I'm not proposing to my wife at Yankee Stadium. I proposed in 2019. We got officially married June 30th, 2021. And then that night, I'm like, all right, let's go to the stadium. I got another surprise after the fourth inning. Look up in the fourth inning. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. McPherson. I mean, I got away. I know how to get it done. Dave is in Brooklyn. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Hey, Keith, listen, this whole Tucker thing, I'm just not that excited about him. I mean, is he really that much better than Bellinger or worse? Or I'm not really that excited.
He's better than Bellinger. He's younger than Bellinger. Okay. But for what he's going to cost, I don't think that they're going to go after him. I think they're going to try and bring Belly back. You've already seen him in pinstripes.
Right. And one more thing. I say let's give the Tigers whatever they want, basically, more or less. I mean, anything to get that guy over here. What do you think?
Because it's going to be a rental type of thing. And, Yankee fans are scarred now because we did the rental thing with Soto and then he just took Steve Cohen's money. So I don't think the Yankees are going to give up Spencer Jones and Ben Rice and Cam Schlittler for Tarek Skubal for 1 year. But Steve Cohen and David Stern should give up whatever they want for that and then pay him. All right, that's all I've got for tonight. Thanks for rocking with me for 5 hours or 5 minutes, and shout out to everybody in the chat. Keep it locked right here. Stay tuned for Big Mac Show, as I'm sure he'll have some thoughts on tonight's World Series game. Definitely listen for his takes on Brian Daboll and Jackson Dart and the Giants and whatever else Big Mac's got in store. I'll probably listen for the first hour until I can pass out and go to sleep. I will see you later tomorrow night. Keep McPherson out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Man. WFAN, New York.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount+.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time,
and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.